Drinette News. I'm Jason Taylor. Bolivar Fire investigators in southwest Missouri confirmed that two people died yesterday in an early morning house fire. 64-year-old Robbie Spencer was pulled from the flames and rushed to a hospital where he later died. A second victim has not yet been identified. Two pets also perished in the fire. The news leader reports a passerby smelled smoke but thought it was coming from a fireplace. By the time the passerby returned a short time later, the house was in flames. The Missouri Transportation Department is getting as much mileage as it can out of every dollar in its tight budget for roads and bridge maintenance. MoDOT engineer Brian Hafner tells MissouriNet affiliate KWIX in Moberly that several bridges considered in poor condition have been fixed this fiscal year.
Every year, you know, we get another 10 or 11 or so that fall into that poor condition. If we can replace that many each year, then we're kind of holding our own.
The Missouri General Assembly is expected to address this legislative session whether to increase Missouri's 17 cents per gallon fuel tax to help pay for the state's roads and bridges. Missouri's Transportation Task Force will unveil its final recommendations today, including 10-cent gas and 12-cent diesel tax increases. Missouri House Democrats have assembled numerous legislative proposals for the upcoming legislative session aimed at tackling drug abuse. One of them, from Representative Donna Berenger, a former St. Louis alderwoman, would allow doctors to use a cannabis compound known as CBD as a substitute for opioids to treat pain. Berenger says the product would be especially useful for recovering addicts who get sick.
They get cancer, and what happens is they're prescribed opiates to deal with their cancer, the pain. They don't want opiates. So they're saying, give me a choice beyond narcotics, and that choice is CBD oil.
House Democrats are offering at least 8 measures to fight drug abuse. The legislative session starts tomorrow. More than 50 hot rod enthusiasts gathered in O'Fallon near St. Louis New Year's Day for the 13th annual Hot Rod Run to raise money for cystic fibrosis. This year's event raised $1,600. A sprinkler break inside a building of lofts in downtown Kansas City has caused some residents to have to be evacuated. KNBC reports water was gushing down the stairwells in the 14-story building, which was once renowned as the world's largest grain exchange in 1924. The official portrait of former Missouri Governor Jay Nixon will be presented this week in Jefferson City. Brian Howsworth reports.
Nixon spokesman Scott Holstie says the presentation will take place at the Capitol Senate Lounge on Thursday morning at 11. Holstie tells MissouriNet former First Lady Georgianne Nixon will attend the ceremony. Holstie says Republican Governor Eric Greitens, Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard, House Speaker Todd Richardson, and State Auditor Nicole Galloway are expected to attend along with other lawmakers. Nixon, a Democrat, served as Missouri's 55th governor from 2009 to January 2017. Nixon also served 4 terms as Missouri Attorney General.
You'll find more details on that story at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to MissouriNet News.